Pisetzin Rebbe says in his Maimer on Brachos that he said over in Tufshin Beis in 1942. He brings from the Sfar Makadoshim that when you end the Sefer Torah, it's Moshe Rabbeinu is signing off to Klal Yisrael. And it talks about how great Moshe was. And it says, L'chola osos v'amofsim, all of the miracles that Hashem displayed through Moshe that tell us how great Moshe was, that we could all see these nisim so clearly, the man and the yamsuf and the be'er and all the things that Hashem did for us through Moshe. And he says, L'chol hayad hachazaka, all the things that you saw, L'chol hamora hagadol, the awesome power, asher asam Moshe, that Moshe did, meaning he performed these miracles of Hashem, le'enei kol Yisrael, right? So the Torah ends, le'enei kol Yisrael, that he did in front of all the Jewish people, and you should remember that that's the case. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that when we end le'enei kol Yisrael, and then we continue Brachos, so you should read it, le'enei kol Yisrael Brachos. Not to stop between le'enei kol Yisrael and then continue into the Nevi'im, but to recycle back into the beginning and to continue, Brachos bar Elokim Shemayim v'Aretz. Le'enei kol Yisrael, Brachos. So what does this mean? So the Eish Kodesh says, the Gemara in Shabbos says that there's a pasuk from Shir HaShirim that in the beginning, when we looked at Hashem, we looked at Hashem with only one eye. In Perek Dalet Pasuk Tes, it says, Libavtini achosi kala, you took my heart, Libavtini ba'achas me'anayich. You took my heart from the beginning with one of your eyes. And then only later, we took Hashem's heart with both eyes. So what does that mean with one eye, with two eyes? So he explains, and he talks about Har Sinai, he's been mentioning around Shavuos and a lot of these parshos, the Medrash of Kof Alem Har Kegigis, that although we said Naase V'Nishma and we accepted the Torah without knowing what it was, he still had to force us to accept Torah by holding over the mountain over our heads. And he says only later, Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar, that they re-accepted upon themselves the Torah on Purim, that it was really Shavuos and Purim are connected, and that from Shavuos until Purim, that was the entire the duality of the acceptance of Kabbalah's Torah. So he explains, why did we need to be forced to accept Torah on Shavuos? Why didn't we accept everything, even the details that we couldn't accept until later? So he says, there was a yira, there was fire, and there was lightning, and there was thunder. And you can't accept anything 100% when you're being forced to do it. It's too scary. Fear is not the pinnacle of relationship that can create a dual nature of acceptance and connection. So only later, when it wasn't just the fire and the fear of Har Sinai, that they said, Nasa v'nishma, like, this is powerful stuff, I want it. Only when they saw an open miracle, when they saw in front of them, that this with Esther, and she became the queen, and that she saved the Jewish people, and then everything flipped over, and instead of being eradicated, they got to fight back, and they got to kill the people who wanted to kill them. When they saw a miracle happen in front of their eyes, then they accepted all of Torah lovingly with their own hearts, and that was the finalization of the acceptance of the Torah. So the Eish Kodesh explains that sometimes only Hashem sees the Nes. Hashem sees what He does for us. Sometimes we also see it. And he says that's what it means, a Nes with one eye, or a Nes with shtei enayim, with two eyes. That in the beginning, we accepted Hashem with one eye, that we accepted Naase V'Nishma, but we still didn't see exactly what Hashem's plan is. But sometimes we get to see Hashem's plan, and that's when we get to connect to Hashem with Ava of shtei enayim, of complete love and understanding. And that's what it means, le'enei kol Yisrael Bereishis. That the bracha of the Sfarim HaKadoshim is that by Brachos Bar Elokim, only Hashem sees in the beginning why He's doing it. And at the end, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, we should all see the reasons for everything that has happened. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim say you should read it, Le'enei Kol Yisrael Brachos, that even from the beginning there should be no separation from the time that Hashem does something, right away from the beginning we should see exactly why He does it, so that we understand completely. So for us, it could be what we can take from this, is that if we want to create an ahava between us and everyone around us, whether that be people in our family or our friends or enemies, other people. We need to make sure that it's b'shteinayim. The way that we treat other people can't be left to mystery. We need to spell out in every relationship with who we talk to and how we talk to them that there are no uncertainties that we love them. We need to make it obvious that we love other people. We need to make it obvious to person A that we love person B. There can't be any question that I know in the back of my heart that even though I act in a certain way, really I love them. I know it. So really, it's okay because I love other people. It needs to be b'shtei einayim. If we want complete acceptance and Klal Yisrael to get along, so it has to be both in my own mind's eye, but also clearly in their eye. Le'enei kol Yisrael b'reishis, that to each individual person from every perspective, we should all see the tov. And that way Hashem will treat us in the same way, that there will be no nister about his nisim. That the nisim will be geluyim, and we can connect to Hashem, and he can connect to us, and ultimately bring le'enei kol Yisrael debreishis to wrap up the creation of the world and to bring it to its culmination, where we're all connected with Hashem clearly, but great in great simcha.